Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
All along the watchtower. Little Jimmy bring us back, 17 till. I'm Jim Blasingame. Thank you very much for hanging out with me. Having a great visit with our good friend Nicole Galinas. Nicole is the author of After the Fall, Saving Capitalism from Wall Street in Washington. Let me say that again. Saving Capitalism from Wall Street and Washington. And she's also a fellow at the Manhattan Institute, contributes to City Journal. Nicole, and by the way, that's Manhattan-Institute.org, right, Nicole? And City-Journal.org, right? Okay, so check that out. And the book, After the Fall, is available there or wherever books are sold. Anything, anywhere else you want to send us?
No, I think that's good for now.
Is that good? All right. Okay, folks, in the previous segment, we were talking about the domino effect of Tunisia, which is a once-removed neighbor of Egypt, over into Egypt. And now there's some... And then, of course, both of those governments, Tunisian government collapsed, and I'm not sure what's going to be in its place, Nicole. And the Egyptian government, Mubarak is out, basically. I thought it was interesting that President Obama sent an envoy over and said, we would like it if you didn't run again. I mean, what if Mubarak, what if it had gone the other way, Nicole? What if Mubarak had sent an envoy and said, Mr. Obama, we'd like it if you didn't run next time? I mean, you gotta admit, there's a little bit of chutzpah in that, isn't there?
Yeah, I mean, it's always tough because the government wants to show that it respects other sovereign governments, but yet we also want to be an example and supporter of democratic values.
Right, but we have. But here's the interesting thing: we didn't say that until the people got riled up.
Yeah.
And so now that they have, you know, we're on the side of the people. So we look a little. I think America has got a little bit to answer for there. But back to the cascade potential. You know, there are a lot of houses of cards in Egypt right now. I mean, in the Middle East right now. I don't know much about Jordan or Syria, but Iran, I think, is still a house of cards. I think Saudi Arabia is a house of cards. And not unlike Egypt. What do you think?
Well, they're certainly worried about population growth and having so many young people who are underemployed, unemployed. The educated people can't get jobs in the very highly structured, protected economy that they have.
Right.
And so they're building. You know, they're doing the experiment of the mixed sex school. I want to say it's called Princess Noor School.
They're not doing that in you're talking about in Jordan?
No, in Saudi Arabia.
Saudi Arabia is doing a mixed gender school?
They're building an economic city far away from the other cities where college kids will go to school together, but it's interesting.
And the Wahhabis can't go there or something?
Well, they don't want it to be too close to populated cities because they feel like, you know, if it works out, they don't want it too many people to be excited about it.
Right.
If it doesn't work out,
they just nuke it and get away
yeah,
with it.
Yeah, but that's a tricky thing to do.
Wow. So this, well, you know, and so, okay, maybe that's the Saudi empire, the kingdom, taking some proactive steps.
Yeah, I mean, it's been, you know, the royal family, they've been kind of both ways since 9/11.
Yeah.
I mean, realizing that there's something very wrong with society that created 15 of 19 hijackers.
Right.
But, and then also, you know, being concerned about the Iraq war, about other events, but not wanting to go too far, too fast. And,
mm-hmm.
and you know, having... A lot of Westerners lived there for many years. They've got British and American and French compounds, and
mm-hmm.
being very nervous at the kidnappings and beheadings a few years ago. You know, a prominent British oil industry person was kidnapped and killed. A couple other attacks, and you know they did not want that to be happening.
But clearly we're at this moment. There's a high tension situation going on over there across the Middle East right now, because there is organization to this uprising. What do they call the Brothers of Islam? I've forgotten the name of the group, but I mean there's some kind of organization that could be spreading this, right?
Yeah, I mean the Muslim Brotherhood, used to be key opposition, really the terrorist faction group. It's not clear that they are really organizing this. In fact, they're probably not. They'd like the world to think that they are,
right.
But this is really just coming from the people with social networking and Facebook and
right.
cell phones and text messages and all kinds of things that didn't exist even 10 years ago, really. And if you are Saudi government or even the Chinese government, you've got to be concerned, because
mm-hmm.
people in your country can see, if millions of people can organize themselves and come out, it can have a big effect
this,
on the government.
This could ripple. You're right to bring up China. Because I'll tell you, Nicole, I have been saying for a while now that China has more to fear from within itself than America has to fear from China. What do you think?
Yeah, I think that's true. They've got demographic issues. So already, supply of people, young people in their 20s and 30s to
yep.
go to the cities and work in factories is dwindling because of the one-child
mm-hmm.
policy. And they've got inequality issues. You've got 1.1 billion people, maybe 300 million at the most, jumped into the middle class, and
right.
a much smaller figure in the upper
yep.
class.
It's going to be very interesting, folks. This is as the Chinese curse taught us from 10,000 years ago. We are living in interesting times, and I think it's important for all of us to pay attention, because we are also in a global economy, and whatever happens on one side of the earth affects us. Quick break. Stay with me.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.